Welcome to Your Future Starts Now, the go-to podcast for extraordinary women who are ready to step into their next chapter with authentic confidence. I'm your host, Gia Lacqua, empowerment coach, motivational speaker, children's book author, and girl mom. Whether you're a corporate powerhouse or an entrepreneur, this show is designed for you. Your Future Starts Now is more than just a podcast. It's a movement towards rewriting the rules of success for high-achieving women. Are you ready to get unstuck and step into your next chapter? If so, you're exactly where you need to be. Your future starts now. Welcome to Your Future Starts Now. I'm your host, Gia Lacqua. Thanks for joining us today. I'm so excited to introduce you to Leslie Logan. Leslie is a second-generation certified Pilates teacher, breathwork, habits, and mindset coach. She is the founder of OnlinePilatesClasses.com, the first free online catalog of Pilates exercise tutorials, where you can also find weekly Pilates classes and workshops. Teaching Pilates since 2008, she has run multiple studios and has trained hundreds of people to become teachers themselves. She's taught thousands of students around the world. She helps women ditch perfection, take messy action, and prioritize themselves first so they can do life better. When she's not teaching from her studio in Las Vegas, Leslie is hosting her podcast, Be It Till You See It, or traveling the world leading Pilates retreats. Leslie, so happy to have you on the show. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Gia. Thanks for having me. Wow. Do you ever hear your bio and go, wow, I do all that?
That's you. You sound like a very busy, busy, busy lady. So tell us a little bit about your journey and how did you get to where you are today?
Yeah, I think it's important to go back just in case anyone heard Pilates was like, I don't know, this podcast is for me. So yep. I thought Pilates was a bunch of BS when my friend introduced me to it. I was like, no way, that can't do what it's supposed to do. But I wanted a friend at the time. I just graduated college. I was managing a high-end jewelry store, and my friends had all gotten married in college and moved away. And so it's kind of starting over, but in the same town. So I went to the class thinking, I'll never have to go again. We'll just go, and then we'll go hang out. And I fell in love with it, Gia. Mm-hmm. I felt parts of my body I never felt before. Yeah. I left with just like, you know, when you leave a workout, usually you're just like, oh my God, how am I going to my car? I left like skipping to my car and like just couldn't wait to tell someone about how cool this workout was. Mm-hmm. And I changed my entire schedule at work so I can go to Pilates every single day. And the more I did it, the more I started to get to know myself in a unique way. Like I wouldn't have been able to pinpoint that that's what was happening. I could only like look back on it and go, oh yeah, because I was connecting myself more. I realized I was unhappy where I was living. And I saw opportunities to move to Los Angeles. And then someone there was like, you should be a Pilates teacher. And you guys, I have to share this part because I think a lot of people are similar. You were like, I went to college for this. I have this job. I have this like safe job, right? I was in retail. This safe job. I have health insurance and vacation time, all this stuff. Sure. So I was like, oh, I could do that. So I took a training and I started teaching in 2008. And that's obviously, we all know what year that was. I got so busy teaching Pilates, I had to quit the safe job and just go into teaching full time. And that led me to being here, which is kind of crazy, but it's a long story to say, like, I think it's important to know that like some of the weirdest things you'll resist will take you exactly where you're supposed to go.
Isn't it fascinating? It's so interesting. So you had this itch, you had this like fire ignited in you, it sounds like, and you followed it and really found and pursued your passion, which is incredible.
Yeah. So it's so funny because I would never have thought Pilates is my passion. Yeah. You know, I didn't, people say like, whatever you do as a child, that's what you're like, you want to be. No, I didn't, I don't think that was for me at all, but I really am grateful for those little nudges, those little people along the way. Yeah. And, you know, it wasn't like as soon as I became a teacher, guys, it was the easiest thing in the world. There's a lot of things in my industry that I had to kind of overcome and go against the grain because very few people had business backgrounds in the industry. A lot of them hadn't changed their rates in decades. So they're making less money doing what they love. And so I had to really figure out my own path. And it led, and I was asking a lot of questions, and I was dealing with a lot of perfectionism issues in that, and Pilates does tend to attract those type A perfectionist types. And I happened upon a really amazing teacher who really helped me just understand that the practice is the most important thing, and to be curious in my teaching and curious in my own practice. And I do believe how we are in one thing is how we are in a lot of things. So by being able to use my Pilates practice as a place to practice curiosity and practice imperfection, it allowed it to be easier for me to do that in my life and relationships. And it's interesting, like, you know, we're talking 2024. So about almost 11 years ago, I had this moment in time where like my curiosity really led me to making massive changes in my life. And I ended up without a home, and I totaled my car. And the studio I rented space from closed. And it was this time where people have been like, oh my gosh, you're at a rock bottom. And I really was like welcoming it. I was like, I'll take it. Cause like, I was really practicing, like, what is this teaching me? What am I going to learn from this? And it's the things I did in those moments of having nothing that put me on a path to starting my own things, really diving in deep and believing and trusting in myself as opposed to others. And then I met my husband and all those things. And then he started working for me. So that's how we got to where I like run my own companies and travel the world. But it's those little nudges, you know, that help you along the way.
Incredible. There's so much there. I'm not even sure where to begin, but first of all, I love that your husband works for you. That's amazing.
I know. we'll stay with me. With,
of course we work together.
Yes.
Having that feeling of being rock bottom and having people even who are close to you say, wow, you're rock bottom, but having the mindset to say, yeah, cool. Like, all right. That is very unique, right? I think a lot of us, we tend to fall into victim mode and pity party and get stuck, right, for a while. Yeah. So talk to me a little bit about that mindset and how you looked at that as an opportunity.
Yeah, I think, well, I'm not someone who, I'm not good with people who complain a lot. Like that, like to me, anytime I would hear myself complain, I'm like, okay, I've said this before. So it's clearly something I'm jealous of. Like I want, there's a change here that has to happen. I think everyone has strengths from like their childhood that they are not realizing are a strength because that's always been a normal for them. And something that I'm really good at is the rock bottoms. Like I grew up without a lot of money. And it looked like we were fine. We had a house, but no one knew is that like we screened the phone calls to make sure it was grandma and not the bill collector. We don't want the bill collector. So you guys, this is obviously when you had answering machines and you could literally hear the answering machine and you'd sit there and go, oh, it's my friend. Okay, I'll pick up the phone. Like, I mean, only my friends could know that that was happening because it was so embarrassing. So I knew that from a young age that like complaining doesn't get you anywhere. And like, I really could only bet on myself. So and there's part of that is really great. I had to also learn how to receive help later on in my life. But like, I think when all of that stuff was going down, and it wasn't like it all happened in one day, guys. Like I left my partner of 5 years in our beautiful house for no reason other than like, I knew we weren't supposed to be together anymore. Cause I just kept being curious and going, oh, I'm really happy not at home. Oh, I think he's really happy not at home. I think we're not happy when we're at home together. When I made that decision, it was, I felt like such a relief. And then, so I knew like while I was couch surfing that like, because of how that felt easier than driving traffic to be in my own home. I was like, okay, this is the right decision. When I totaled my car, it was embarrassing and frustrating, but I also was like, well, I didn't pick out that car. My ex picked out that car. So like, I'm not supposed to take that with me anyways. And so then a week later, when the studio closed, I was like, well, I now can I can live anywhere in this town. Like I kind of was just like seeing, I think it's really important. It wasn't like I was in denial, you guys. I felt the feelings, you know, but also since I didn't have a place to live, I would just go sit at the beach. Emotion and go, okay, so what is the good that can come from this? Because there's always something on the other side of that. And I just kept focusing, okay, what is this teaching me? And I was having that curiosity and like, what could I learn here? And honestly, the people who were trying to like make me scared about it, I was like, okay, we can't hang out anymore. Like, I'm just gonna be really honest. This is a very weird time for my life. I only need people who are gonna take me where I'm gonna go. if you're going to make me scared, there's enough in this world to be scared about. I live in Los Angeles. There's enough.
I don't need your help.
I don't need it. So I really think like it took me 3 months to kind of settle in onto what I was going to do next. And I was really good on like, if I'm going to make this decision, I'm going to bet on this decision. I'm going to go all in on that. And I also think that that's important because if you kind of waffle, go back and forth, you waste a lot of, that causes a lot of anxiety in the decision as well. So I was just like, okay, I'm deciding to live here. I'm going to figure out how to afford it.
Yeah. That's so powerful. And I think also, you know, drawing upon your past experiences and your strengths, right, or your superpowers, you made a really powerful point about we don't even realize sometimes that there are superpowers because it's just the way we see the world. And then one day you realize, oh, not everybody can do that, or not everybody can see this the way I see it, right?
Yeah. It's, well, I mean, in 2020, when everything was shutting down, people were like freaking out the grocery store. And my husband and I had actually been overseas. We're in Southeast Asia, leading a flies retreat. We flew in. Mm-hmm. The grocery stores were bare. And he and I were like, okay, what can we cook with the produce that's here? And I was like, no one in my industry knows how to teach online, but I do. So I'm going to teach people how to teach online. Yeah. And like, I just was like, okay, what can I do? Like so every time, like, I don't want to live in like resource land, but I also know because of that, I have that muscle.
Yes.
And I think like the thing for, if you're listening, like if you don't have that muscle, like if like the shoe hits the other shoe drops, you're like, I'm paralyzed. That's okay. There are other things that you do that come so easy to you that other people just don't see. So like, you know, and we can lean, the more you lean into that, the more you can develop that muscle and it becomes a superpower.
Absolutely. And I think also what you said about creating something from nothing is super important because sometimes it's almost harder to leave something for something else versus when you're building from the ground up, right? Yeah. When it's an empty canvas and you're able to create your own path and future, there's tremendous opportunity and power there, but it takes a lot of effort to see it, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, when I moved into my apartment, I have a picture. I had 14 legal boxes of clothes. My ex was a lawyer. Everyone packed up my stuff. So I had 14 legal boxes of clothes and a peace sign lamp, like literally a lamp, mm-hmm. a peace sign in my grandmother's china. That's it. And so it's really funny when I met my now husband, he'd come over. He was like, I'm gonna make a salad. He's like, oh, you don't have scissors. And I was like, okay, there's a post-it note. If you see something I don't have, just put it on the note.
Yeah.
And we'll go get it. Like other people go, oh my God, I have scissors. I was just like, no, I don't, there's no furniture here. Like I can all, and I don't know what I need and I'm not going to buy things I don't need anymore. And so like, I do think it is hard to go because we go from one thing to the next. It's often there's comparison. Mm-hmm. What are the pros and cons? Mm-hmm. I think what, even when we, every transition I've ever made in my business and my, in my life, I really do go through like a shedding season. I'm like, okay, I don't need to take this with me mm-hmm. because it makes it easier to go all in on the next thing.
Yes. So powerful. I think we don't do that often enough where we step back and look at, you know, whether it's annually or whatever, right? Like being able to step back and say, what do I want to carry forward with me? What do I want to let go of? Habits, behaviors, people, right? Like it's so important to take that inventory and do that check in with yourself. So you mentioned imperfection. Obviously, it is a very perfectionism is a very common trait that, you know, I see with high achieving women. Yeah. I think there's probably a lot of overlap in the clients that we work with.
I'm sure.
So talk to me about how that fits into your business, your experience with overcoming perfectionism, and what role Pilates plays in that.
Yeah. So like, my biggest thing that I know is that the more I got to know myself inside my body, so mind-body connection, the more I was able to make amazing decisions in my life that really kept being a North Star for me. And it doesn't mean that we didn't take a couple little detours, everyone. It just means that like I really got to hear myself more and got to know myself. And some people want to do that for meditation. For me, I have a very busy brain. It's very, very busy. So when I do Pilates, it allows me to have a movement meditation. I have to focus on mm-hmm. what my body is doing where. And I could hear the chatter in my mind about what I was feeling or how I was doing it. And I'm sure the ladies listening, we are really hard on ourselves in our own head. Like if anyone could hear what that radio station was, no one would actually want it. Like it'd be so much embarrassment. So what I discovered is the more the more I could like really have that movement meditation, the more I could allow myself to go, oh, this feels different than yesterday. The more I could do that, the more I could actually ditch the perfectionism that was happening, because it was keeping me from everything I wanted in life, how I was showing up, if I would put anything together. You guys, I wrote a book and didn't put press print because I was like, I think there's going to be a couple wrong commas, mm-hmm. you know? So I really felt like, that it's something that's holding a lot of women back. And so the more I did it, the more I realized like how I could help other women who are high achieving is they're often attracted to the movement that I do. And if I can get them to understand that if you don't have 30 minutes, that's okay. You can still do the workout because you can do 5 exercises. And yeah. also you don't have to do the exercise perfectly to get the results, and like really just use the method that tends to attract perfectionistic people into unraveling their perfectionism and allowing them to have a safe space to practice being imperfect. And that has really been like this thing that I'm absolutely in love with. And so it means that we're not the biggest and like boldest fitness platform out there. That's because I won't do before and after pictures, because that feeds into all the imperfection, like the fears of being imperfect, because everyone's like, oh, I have to go from this to this. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you don't have to go from anything to anything. You just have to be you. And so I really try, like, we don't talk about weight loss. Yeah. We don't talk about any of those things. We focus on like, how do I feel from today, from yesterday? Was I able to listen to myself? Did I give myself a chance to celebrate what I did do? Like really, we have a lot of different mantras like that. And we also say it's like brave and courageous to replace something you can't do with something you can. And so that's how I use Pilates to do that, because I really feel that it helps. It's not just about the strength of the practice, which does give everyone amazing posture and you look the most confident person on the outside, but it really does allow us to have an inside internal practice on something that's hard to practice. It's hard to practice being imperfect in your regular life. You don't want to let anyone down.
Yeah. Yeah. And I want to come back to that concept of like the power of Pilates and the benefits it has beyond just a physical workout. But first I want to touch upon something you said around, the perfectionism and giving yourself that space. And for me, I know personally, when meditation became very popular, mainstream, I know it's been around for years, but when it became like a cool thing to do, I couldn't meditate. Like I still can't. I had a hard time meditating. And then I got frustrated and pissed off at myself. Like, why can't you meditate? Right? Like I could do anything. I can't meditate. It was so frustrating. But to your point, finding other methods like Pilates, where it's tied into movement, but you can clear your mind and listen to your inner voice, can be so powerful. And it's just tapping into whatever modality that is for you.
Yeah.
But talk to me generally about what other benefits does the practice of Pilates bring?
Yeah. So, first of all, I think the most important thing that applies, you need to think of Pilates as your strength-based practice. And we have to be doing strength-based work. You don't have to punish yourself. It doesn't have to be no pain, no gain, but you do, especially as we get older ladies who are listening, perimenopause is not for the weak and weary. you really want to have that muscular strength in there. So Pilates is a strength-based yeah. workout. But what I also love about it is it balances your imbalances. And injuries happen. Injuries that aches and pains that slow us down, they happen from imbalances. It's not that you weren't paying attention. You tripped on the sidewalk. You were going to trip on the sidewalk if you're paying attention, because you have imbalances. And so, so it really does focus on having that. It does increase flexibility where you're tight, but it will strengthen what is loose for my hypermobile people. And then because of the way it works from the center out, and your center is not just your abs that you can see, it's actually the muscles around your back, your shoulders, and your hips. Mm-hmm. That's your center. Anything mm-hmm. that stabilizes your axial skeleton, which is your spine. Yep. So from tailbone to crown, that all the muscles that surround that, when you stabilize those and you move the spine in all these different directions, it creates longevity in your life, but amazing, amazing posture. So you don't have to think about shoulders back. You actually don't have to think about it at all. You will just have amazing posture, because the reason you don't have amazing posture is you don't have the muscles to support it. So I don't have to think about my posture ever mm-hmm. because the muscles just do it for me, which is something you all have to understand. I grew up, I was probably 5'8" in the sixth grade. I'm 5'9" now. So I grew everything I was going to grow before high school, but I was so embarrassed because I was the tallest person in class. Mm-hmm. And so I would like I would do all the things to like round my, to be short yeah. and to be small. Right.
Yeah.
And so when I started doing Pilates and people started complimenting my posture, like the other day, somebody was like, wow, you have the most amazing posture. I'm like, thank you. It's because I do Pilates. Like, I don't think about it. But what happens with amazing posture is not just that outward confidence. You actually do have a better ability to see what's happening around you in a non-threatening space. So the more forward your head goes from your spine, not only is that going to affect your pelvic floor, everyone, it's going to affect your digestive system, it's also going to make you perceive any threat coming at, like anyone coming at you as a threat. So if you, you know how like sometimes someone actually bumps you on the street and some people just like lose their mind, look at them, look at their posture. I bet you their head is forward and they're like leaning forward. So they are in a lizard-like brain state more than most people would be. So the more forward your head goes, which by the way, you're on your phone. Like I look at people on planes, their head is almost at a 90-degree angle. I don't understand. Like, how are they breathing? Like, how is their throat open? So we have to get our head back in our spine, and you're not going to think about that. Yeah. You actually need the muscles to do it. So Pilates helps you actually align everything so you actually can take things in as information, decide what you're going to do with it, and then have better digestion and better posture, which means no back pain, all that stuff. So that's like, I would say some people would also have like the aesthetic benefits that are definitely there if your hormones and diet are in alignment, but that's stuff that like you need a nutritionist and a doctor to talk to you about.
Yeah. And I love what you said earlier too about the transformation and not doing before and after pictures. There's so much power in that statement for many reasons, but, you know, I love the fact that it's personalized. Everybody's journey is different and it's just about being better than where you were yesterday. And for some people, it might be more physical. It might be posture. It might be confidence, right? For some people, it might be about inner healing. It might be about the ability to get really clear on what their inner voice is telling them. For some people, the mind-body connection is super powerful. I talk about this a lot. We become dissociated over the years. And so being able to reconnect with our bodies and feel what we're actually feeling in our bodies and not ignore it because we've been trained to ignore it, right? And so that can be super powerful. So I love that everybody probably has their own unique benefits that they're getting out of the experience.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I love that you brought up dissociation because one of my girlfriends, she is a functional medicine doctor. She's amazing. And she said, when I ask people how long you've been feeling this way, majority of people say, I don't remember, not like they don't remember the time. And so if you have something going on in your body and you can't actually pinpoint the date, then it means it's been a long, it's actually been going on for a long time and slowly, slowly building. And it's going to take a long time to unravel that. But I went to my chiropractor the other day and I was like, am I just like the most annoying client? Cause I like, I'll come in. I'm like, this is out, this is out, this is out. She's like, no, you're very aware. You're just extremely aware.
Hyper aware.
What's out. And like, I can go, oh, my rib's out again. Like I can just feel it. Cause in my practice, my arm isn't working the same way it normally does. Yeah. And so I was like, okay, well, thanks for telling me like what I wanted to hear. I feel like, and she said, no, no. Like I wish people would come the moment something goes out rather than waiting until later. The pain has built up enough.
Absolutely. And I think that happens so often. I think with chronic stress, with trauma that we hold in our bodies, we tend to neglect the physical signs and symptoms and then they get worse. And so having an outlet, you know, for your body and for your mind, you know, like Pilates makes so much sense where you're able to kind of keep stay in tune, right? Leslie, on this podcast, we talk about success and redefining success. I would love to know from your perspective and your experience, how do you define success and how has that definition evolved for you over time?
Oh my gosh. Success used to just be about money. Just be like, when I make this much. What's so funny, I just have to share this. It's like, depending on where you live, that this much might not even be successful. Like when I lived in LA and I made six figures, I didn't even feel like I made six figures because it costs so much to live in LA. So I got really like, I feel like I learned the hard way that like success is not a dollar amount. So what I ended up, how it's evolved over time is like freedom of my schedule and the ability to continue to evolve the impact I want to make. And so my husband and I work together and one of our biggest things is like, how, like, can we just take off for a weekend? What can we, like, does the business support us leaving it at any time? And also like, is the business growing in a way that we can make more impact this year than last year? And when we switched to focusing on the impact we wanted to make and then having freedom for ourselves, that really took a lot of pressure off. Like, what am I posting today and how do I get more clients? Like, it's not about that. It's about the outward impact that it's making and that, and the domino effect it's having on those people's lives. So that's how we define it.
Incredible. I love that. I love the, you know, referencing impact and what that means to you. Where can our listeners connect with you and learn more about you and the work that you do?
Yeah. So I hang out on Instagram at leslie.logan. That's me. And then if you are interested in Pilates being something for you, you can actually go into YouTube. It's youtube.com/@onlinepilatesclasses. it's a really long URL, but you can do that. If you can't, you can just come to my Instagram. All the links are there. And then if you want to hear more with this voice, if it sounds sexy to you, then you can go to the Be It Till You See It podcast, wherever you listen to the Your Future Starts Now. That's where we do things. But I absolutely love taking newbies. If you're like, I've never done Pilates before, trust me, I love that. I love being your first time.
A Pilates virgin.
Yes, because you have no bad habits. You don't have some weird, my teacher said I need to be turned out 45 degrees to the left here. It's like, no, just move.
Yeah.
Let's just do it.
Absolutely. I love that. And definitely check out Leslie and her classes online. Leslie, any final thoughts or words of wisdom, advice for our listeners?
Yeah. I mean, first of all, like if your growth is going to be messy and it's going to be imperfect. And I promise you, you get to look back on today and go, oh my God, look what I did. So just wherever you're at right now, just like know that like someday it's going to be the story you tell and you laugh about and you go, oh my God, I just overcame that. And it's even if it's the good time, like, whoa, look what I've done from that. So everything is just, it's a different mountain peak in a whole sea of mountains and they're getting bigger as you go, but you're doing a great job. And the more you do it imperfectly, the more fun you'll have.
Absolutely. Embrace the messy, right?
Yeah.
I love it. Thanks for being here, Leslie. And of course, you can visit my website at giolacqua.com. Reach out to me on Instagram at giolacqua. On the homepage of my website, you can download your complimentary copy of From Chaos to Clarity, a 30-day journal for self-discovery and healing. This is Gia signing off with gratitude for your time and energy. Our mic drops, but the movement continues. Until next time, your next chapter is waiting.
That concludes another empowering episode of Your Future Starts Now. Before we wrap up, I want to thank this incredible community of high-achieving women. Your energy, resilience, and commitment to growth are the driving force behind what we do. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate it, leave a review, and don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Your feedback fuels our mission to empower high-achieving women just like you. And of course, share Your Future Starts Now with the extraordinary women in your life who are also on a journey of healing and empowerment. Connect with us on social media, share your thoughts, let us know what topics you'd like to explore in future episodes. Stay connected on Instagram at Gia Lacqua. I encourage you to carry the energy of this conversation into your day and keep on supporting the incredible women around you. Until next time, remember, your next chapter is waiting.